Inspector Steen loved Brighton in the 1950s. Brighton had made him famous, of course, but he loved the town for the light, the sea, the humbug shops, the waft of frying fish, the happy shrieking of the kiddies on the beach, and most of all, for the limitless supply of ice cream.
Oh, breathe that air, Brunswick. Worth sixpence a pint.
In short, he liked everything about Brighton except the criminal element. So he cast them, in his mind, as innocent characters for possible inclusion in one of his talks on the wireless.
Oh, dear. Look, Brunswick, look.
As we walked along the seafront, I would spot Tony the Pimp conversing animatedly with Five Ways Charlie, both of them well aware of the telltale bulge in Tony's jacket pocket, and the inspector would say...
Oh, like something from a Donald McGill postcard, those two, Brunswick.
Sometimes I thought it was a curse to be able to see the everyday criminal reality of Brighton quite so clearly. To be honest, it had started to make me incredibly depressed.
Oh, did I tell you the Brighton Evening Argus has asked me to judge the Knickerbocker Glory competition this year, Sergeant?
Oh, that's an honour, sir. Oh, could you hold on a moment? Irene! Irene, I saw that! I'll have you, Preston! Sorry, sir. What was it? Knickerbocker Glories?
What's wrong with you, Brunswick?
Oh, I don't know, sir. I suppose I'm still feeling the effects of last weekend.
What, you mean our courageous undercover operation at the casino that went wildly wrong and nearly led to the ultimate professional sacrifice of three policemen?
That is the main thing I remember about last weekend, sir, if I'm honest.
Yeah, well, I suppose it does take a special sort of person to recover as quickly as I did from being forced to stand in a bucket of concrete facing your own imminent murder while a daring bank robbery is taking place elsewhere.
Oh.
You don't mean you're afflicted with some sort of psychological wound or something?
Oh, no, sir, of course not, sir. I mean that I've still got bits of concrete stuck to the soles of my feet.
Oh.